Okay, this week's parsha is Parshas Lech Lecha, and we're introduced and flooded, Baruch Hashem, with Avram Avinu and Avram's life on the scene. And I want to just talk for a minute with you or two about one aspect of Avram Avinu. And I was thinking about it this morning and in the past couple of days, and I think it's a very important point that we just take for granted. I want to talk with you, if you don't mind, for a few minutes about Avram Avinu's contribution to the world, how great it was, and what it means for every single one of us. So if you say Avram Avinu, you know, tell me about Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, you know, he's the first of the Avos. It's true. We mention him every single day in our tefillah, three times a day. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. We even end the first Baruch Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem, Magin Avraham. It was pretty amazing. It's all true. It's true. Tell me more. Tell me more. What was so unique about it? Why are we getting so excited about Avram Avinu meeting up with this unbelievable personality? What was he about? What was the chiddush of Avram Avinu? So many of us had a chance this past week, during the quarantine time, those that had corona, had a chance to learn with some of you a beautiful Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Rambam describes that Avram wasn't the only one that was a believer in one God. Most people didn't believe in one God. Most people believe that God gave powers to the stars and to the moon and to other luminaries, and then they got a little bit more confused and they thought that God gave actual powers to images and idols and the like. Rambam lists some people that were also believers in one God. For example, Rambam says there was someone called Metushelach. Remember him? From last week's parasha, the parasha before, Metushelach. Noach. Big tzaddik. No? Noach. Tzaddik. The Torah calls him a tzaddik. Chanoch. He was a good guy.
Which Chanoch? So many.
Chanoch, the one that's mentioned in Parashas Bereishis. Chanoch. The one that...
A very righteous
man. I think he lived for the 365, if I'm not mistaken. Died earlier than most people in his time. Okay. Shame. Aver. They were great people. So what was Avram's contribution? Why was he so great? What was so special? Why is he Avram Avinu? Why didn't Hashem reach out? Why didn't Hashem reach out to Shame? Why didn't Hashem reach out to Shame? Why didn't Hashem reach out to the others as well? What was so special about Avram Avinu? So my friends, I want to share with you a very important point that's really fundamental, and it's as relevant now as it was 3,000 whatever years ago when Avram came onto the scene. Maybe even more relevant now for us. That's as follows. In the parasha, Avram is referred to, he has a name, a title. Vayavo ha-palit, vayagel Avram ha-ivri. Lot is stuck. Lot's taken captive. The palit. Who's the palit? Og Melech HaBashan, Rashi says, comes and tells Avram, your nephew Lot is taken captive. So Avram goes and he gathers his troops and he tries to go fight to save, to rescue his nephew Lot. Avram is called Avram Ivri. What's Ivri mean? Ivri. So there's different pshatim. One, Ivri, the classic pshat, listen carefully, my friend, says Avram was on the other side. The entire world is on one side, and Avram is called Ivri on the other side. Ivri, there's a river. There's a massive body of water between everybody and Avram. Avram Avinu, my friends, was the individual, was the personality who said, you know what? I see what's right. I do what's right. And I don't care one bit if it's popular or not, if people respect me for this or not. I'm doing what's right. There is one Hashem. Hashem Echad. Avram's contribution wasn't just, okay, he believed in Hashem. Others also believed in Hashem. Avram went about with this belief with such strength, and even though he was against the entire world, there's everybody against him, Avram Avinu went about it and didn't stop at anything. It started, the Rambam describes, the Medrash teaches us, taking a hammer and breaking the idols. His father had an idol store. And then, as he went around, the Rambam describes, the Ramban in this expression describes in the Pasuk, Vayikra B'Shem Hashem. Avram goes around and he starts gathering people in town. He says, Chevra, Guess what? There's one God. And they started laughing at him, mocking him. One God? What do you mean? There's a million gods. There's so many gods. And they would mock him, and Avram could care less. And Avram went different routes, different plans. Chazal teaches next week's parasha, Vayitayish al Bevera Sheva. He made a little hotel. The people made brachos because they said, like, don't think me, Avram said. It's not me. It's not for me. It's from Hashem. And he went at it and went at it and went at it and didn't stop at anything. And that, my friends, I think, is a very unique aspect of Avraham Avinu. What made him so unique, aside from his discovery of Hashem, aside from his chesed, which was almost unparalleled, but it was his absolute determination, no matter what came in his way, no matter who challenged him, to stand up and say, you know what, this is what I believe in, I'm doing it at all costs. My friends, Avraham Avinu is called Avinu because a father gives over to his child quality traits. My guess is that many of your fathers have brown hair. I never met them. Or your mothers. Maybe even both of your parents have brown hair, very possibly. Why? Because it's the most common color hair? No, because I look around the table and I see mostly brown hair on the table. So you know what? Most of us probably have a brown hair gene somewhere not too far from us in our family. True or false? True. Excellent. Our parents give us genes, Rabosai. Physical genes. But we believe that there's not only a physical gene pool that's given over from our parents, but also a spiritual one. We're given over from our parents and from their parents and from our great-grandparents all the way back to Avraham Avinu certain genes that are spiritual genes. And those genes help us in challenging situations. I'll give you an example. This is not my idea. This is found in Reb Chaim Volozhiner in Nefesh HaChaim. Nefesh HaChaim writes that Avraham is called Avraham Avinu because of the following. Because he gave over trade stuff. I'll give you one example. Does it make sense logically for most people to make Aliyah move to Israel? What do you think? Is it a logical decision most of the time? I consider logical. Does the money always add up? Does the family situation, does the comfort always add up? I can tell you personally from my experience, none of those things really added up. My family is still all in America mostly. Financially, it was much more easier to make it in America. The comforts and luxuries were better in America. So how come why did I move here? Why do so many people have this urge, this search? Where did I get the belief in? So says the Chaim Volozhiner, you know where people have the dedication and the mysterious nefesh to move to Eretz Yisrael, even if it's hard and challenging? Because Hashem says to Avram, Lech Lecha. And Avram went, even though it was challenging, and you know what he did? He gave us those spiritual genes to make it more of a push for us to come, even though it's challenging. One mashal. But the point, my friends, is that this gene of being an individual, of doing what's right because it's right, like the Rambam describes, osim es ha'emes b'tnei shu emes, do the truth because it's the truth, is something which we have to be so grateful of the fact that we are B'nai Avraham for. Because Avraham, my friends, instilled in us this midah, this quality trait of being an individual. I don't like to talk politics. You don't know me yet well enough. Politics and I are not really a thing. But you know, we're living in a world where politics are very strong, especially now in America. All eyes are on the big election on Tuesday. What's going to be? Is it going to be Trump again another 4 years? Is it going to be Biden? Democrats and the pre-votes and all the different hackers involved in the elections. Sorry for the Canadians. But Lemaisa, people are seriously considering what's going to be in America for the next 4 years, etc. Jews, when we decide these matters, are not usually popular. In fact, whenever we do anything in the world, it's not usually popular. Oftentimes, we get a lot of flack for it. We should never do anything that draws too much attention. We should never try our best to be in their faces. Some people made a parade recently around New York, and they got rocks thrown at them. I don't know why they made a parade like that. I don't understand that. Why would you Jews for Trump and call attention to yourself? I don't understand. I'm not trying to call it. I'm not calling anybody out. I don't understand why you do that. Our job is not to look for attention and look for media and look for people to look and say, wow. Our job, fellas, is to represent what's right. Our job is to do what's right. Our job is, even if the world says, you guys are bubkis, you guys are nobodies, you guys are the are the junk of the earth. You know what we say? I don't care. Say whatever you want. You know why? Because Avram Avinu stood on one side of the ocean and everyone else on the other side. And Avram said, you know what? Hashem Echad. And they all said, ha ha ha, baloney. Hashem Echad. What are you talking about? You guys are crazy. And Avram said, Hashem Echad. And he passed it down to Yitzhak, he passed it down to Yaakov. And we are, Baruch Hashem, still thriving, not just surviving, thriving on Avram's decision, Hashem Echad, even against all odds and against the entire world. This, my friends, is a very, very important point for us in our lives right now. We have to try our best to emulate Avram Avinu. How do you emulate Avram Avinu? You do what's right. Not what's popular, necessarily. Not what's going to give you the most votes or the most likes on your Facebook page that you don't have or something like that. What we do is what's right. This is what's right. I'm doing what's right. If it's right to come to Shacharis on time, even go to sleep a little bit earlier, I'm doing what's right. If it's right to make sure that I'm careful not to engage in certain behaviors, even though they're popular and exciting and fun and people are doing them, I do what's right. How do I have the strength? Where does the strength come from? The answer is, we are the sons of Abraham Avinu, who instilled us this ability to be an individual. Rabbi Yosef, we should be zocha to tap into our gene pool. To tap in not only to our physical gene pool that we got from our parents, but to our spiritual gene pool that we got from our parents and from our ancestors. To understand that it's very essential to be an individual, to be strong individual, to be a strong individual, to be strong in our commitment towards being an Eved Hashem. We should be zocha to be true sons of Avram Avinu. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Shukriya, everybody. Thank you very much.